All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with either a realtor or a mortgage broker. And today, we talk with Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, Thanksgiving's just around the corner already. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
All right. Well, last time we talked, we were talking about buyers and how to start the buying process. So you want to continue on with that?
And yeah, I think that's great. So yeah, okay. Last time we talked about sort of the first steps, right? The homework part for a buyer, the stuff you do before you start the fun stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The window shopping or the actual shopping and the viewing property. So at this stage, right, when we're moving on, you should have your pre-qual letter in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You should have your trusty buyer's agent at your side.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to start shopping.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The fun part.
The fun part, yes. Hopefully the fun part.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're prepared and you have a good agent, this really should be kind of an exciting time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to identify properties that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to watch for them too, right? It's important to see, maybe not the case that the house for you comes on the market the day you start to look.
So how do you find property?
So going back again to having a good buyer's agent, they're going to be looking for you every day, right? You're going to have to go back about your business.
Okay.
Go to work probably. Do all of the busy things that you do in your day.
Right.
And your buyer's agent is going to know what you're looking for. They're going to be watching. They're checking every day for you. They're really working diligently on your behalf. So the best thing you can do is have clear communication with your realtor, with your buyer's agent, and send them out there to do that hard part for you.
Got you. All right. That sounds good. I can do that.
Yes. You can tell us what you're looking for, and we're going to find it for you.
All right.
Okay. So what happens when you find the one, right? That's sort of the next important step.
Right.
And you're, again, back to your buyer's agent. They're going to do some research for you. They're going to help you determine what the value of that property is. They're going to help you craft your offer specific to that property, to that municipality, to any concerns that you may have, talk you through contingencies of your offer and terms, and explain a lot of the options for moving forward.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of ways to do it.
Right. And do we have to worry about comps, you know, comparable sales, or do you guys take care of that stuff too?
Yeah, so that's one of those client level services. Again, when we're talking about the difference between being out there touring with an agent who doesn't represent you and then being a prepared buyer in the market to make offers on homes, a client level service is comps, right?
Yes.
Your buyer's agent is going to find that data for you, provide that data, and help you sort of delve through it.
All right, that sounds good. All right, so what happens after that?
So hopefully you've crafted an offer that will get you under contract on a house.
Okay, get under contract and then...
Under contract. Once you're under contract, there are multiple steps that occur. You have contingencies, you have dates, you have responsibilities, the seller has responsibilities, and your agent's going to help guide you through those dates and terms to hopefully get you all the way to the closing table.
Yep, and then we just go ahead and close and everything's happy and then we're all good and then we can move in.
That's the goal. And if you have an excellent buyer's agent and a great attorney and a good inspector, that's a pretty likely outcome.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds good. I think I learned something today, so that's good. Good job. I appreciate you. So someone wanted to, you know, get a hold of you and figure all this stuff out. And how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So you can visit our website at sovtrealtygroup.com or you can call us at 802-464-2585.
And you can look at it on our website with past episodes that we've talked about. And on WTSAradio.com, go to the Property Pulse and you're right there.
That's right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out today, and every other week we speak with Jackie Marano from the Southern Vermont Realty Group, and we're learning something, aren't we?
I hope so.
I think so.
Great.
If I'm learning something, I know everyone else is learning something.
Well, we have lots to say, so we're happy to speak to anyone if they have questions about what we've discussed here or questions we don't cover. We love to talk to people, and we're happy to do that.
All right, absolutely. You're very friendly, and just go to sovtrealtygroup.com. You're also on Facebook, too, I see.
We are, yes. You can find Southern Vermont Realty Group on Facebook to get a little taste of a little bit more of our personality and our agents.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you can message it because everybody's on social media anyway. So it's kind of like one of the best ways to get a hold of people now.
It is, yep. You can find us pretty much anywhere.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, thank you, Jackie, for coming in with the Property Pulse, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, all right?
Fantastic, thank you.
All right, take care now, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, bye.